There are times when we can spend a lot of words trying to explain something that we make very complicated, but can be summed up in something very simple and very direct when we open our heart to the Word of God. Preparing for this weekend, on my Facebook page, one of those little things came up, and it was a Peanuts cartoon. And Charlie Brown and Peppermint Patty were enjoying a sunny afternoon, much like we enjoyed today. And Peppermint Patty asked Charlie Brown this question. She said, "What is love, Chuck?" And Charlie Brown answered her, "A man named Jesus." And everything that St. Peter wrote about in his letter, the second reading, and all that he talked about, the Acts of the Apostles first reading, can really be summed up simply in those two sentences. What is love? He is a man named Jesus. And we believe that as Christians, that the simple fact that God is love. The Gospel of John says that over and over again. St. John says it in his letters over and over again. He said it himself to his disciples. And if God is love, then we believe that Jesus, who is the Son of God, is the manifestation, the example, the gift of love that we have received into the world. God so loved the world that he sent us his only Son. And if we believe that, and we believe that as Christians, that we are made in the image and likeness of God, then we are made in the image of likeness of love, then we are called to be the act of love, the gift of love, the person of love in the example of Jesus Christ. That is our call. That is who we are called to be as disciples. That is the action that we are called to live in our lives as disciples. We are called to love. And that love, that gift of authenticity, becoming the authentic person that God desires us to be. To at the very core of who we are called to be love. That's how God made us. And that love is meant for goodness, for holiness, for blessedness. It is who we are to continue to strive to be, recognizing our need for forgiveness, yet, but also our need to expand on the love God shares with us. To not let it simply sit dormant, but to use our love in the gift of life, the gift of blessing that we are as the sons and daughters of the one true God. And every great story comes about in that way. Jesus' love, obedient to the Father, unto death on the cross, that is his act of love for us. And then we are also asked, what is our act of love towards God and towards one another? Now, I pray that none of you will be crucified for your faith. But what are we doing to die for love? Sacrificing who we are in the gift of love, in the gift of blessing, offering ourselves in that life, in that love, seeking to be that authentic disciple of Jesus Christ, sharing our love with one another. Because in the end, that is what the story of Emmaus is all about, sharing the gift of love. These two guys walking away from Jerusalem had no idea what they were doing anymore. They were discussing and debating. I think St. Luke is most probably going to want to say they were arguing. So they were just debating, right, about what had happened, about what they were going to do, where they were going to go. And of course, we know the story, and there's lots of wonderful theological blessings within the story that we can look at. But in the end, we look at the end of the story. Because in the end, we see the true and authentic call to discipleship. The guess is Jesus sat with them, he broke bread with them. And in that, recognized him. But the story didn't end there. Just like when we break the bread at this table, at this altar, our Mass does not end there. Our faith does not end there. But rather it continues. How does it continue? Well, what did they do after the breaking of the bread? They went out to share the good news. Their very first impulse was to go out. Were not our hearts burning? Why were their hearts burning? Because in an encounter with Jesus, they realized who and what they were called to do. They weren't called to sit in their room going like, oh, cool, we had this really wonderful experience with Jesus. Hopefully everybody will come and talk to us about it. Because, well, you know, not everybody had that cool experience with Jesus, and so we shouldn't have to do anything anymore. No, they said just the opposite. We've had this great encounter with Jesus. Our eyes have been opened. Our hearts have been broken. We are ready to share the good news. And so they rush back. They go back the way they had just walked with slow steps in the rapid steps of love to share it with those who they knew were ready to hear the good news. And then in the example of Peter in the first and second readings, to go out to all the world and proclaim God's love, God's mercy, God's compassion, God's blessing, God's redemption of our sins so that we may have life, life in abundance, life eternally. And that is our call too. Every week when we come to Mass, we celebrate Jesus coming to us, recognizing him in breaking of open of the Word of God, and the breaking of the bread, the reception of his body, blood, soul, and divinity in our Holy Eucharist. But it can't end there. It can't end there. Because if we truly take Jesus into our hearts, then we must truly go out and share him with each and every person that we meet, with our mom or dad, my son or daughter, my brother or sister, my friend or neighbor, my enemy, the stranger who I meet. My act of love, my act of mercy, my act of compassion, my act of generosity, my act of being the life of Christ in the world, the life of God living and active, calls me to share the good news, to share the good news of who Jesus is in my life as I live the life God calls me to be, which is love, that authentic gift of love to one another. And the truth is, we all know that we live it differently. I, as a priest, live my love of God and the people of God differently than a husband and wife. As a son, who's a little older now, I live it much differently than when I was a son, much younger and foolisher. We are all called to share and to give our love in the way that God calls it here and now. That is why we enter into prayer. That is why we come to hear, to see, to take, to receive, to believe, and to break ourselves open on this altar of life, this altar of love. The great spiritual writer and mystic of our time, Father Richard Rohr, gives us this wonderful image. Jesus came to destroy the temple, to destroy us having to bring sacrifice to God, so that we might build not temples, but tables of fellowship, where we come to offer ourselves to God as he offers himself to us. To be, in the words of St. Paul, co-heirs to the kingdom of God. That is a gift that God gives to us. To come to share fellowship, to share a meal at a table, and to recognize him in that break among the community of faith, and then to go out and proclaim him alive and risen to the world.